Wow, what a wild finish. Who would have known Brett Phillips would be a walk-off hero? I didn't pick him, especially on MLB Rally. So, as you probably already know by now, kind of a really back and forth kind of game until basically up 7-6 with runners on second, first and second. Brett Phillips hit a single that scored. Let's see. Hold on. Well, basically he became a walk-off hero. We'll get into that too. So yeah, basically a walk-off hero for the Rays. And the final score of tonight's game after a crazy walk-off, Rays 8, Dodgers 7, and they tie up the series 2 games apiece. So I'm 4-0 in picks. Yeah. 4-0 in picks. All right. Or 4-for-4 in picks. Yeah, out of way. 4-for-4. Awesome. All right. Scoring summary. All right, so to lead off once again, Justin Turner hits a solo homer in the center field to give the Dodgers a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning, just like he did last night's game in game three. He did it again. All right. Then in the top of the third inning, Corey Seager homers into right field to make it a 2-0 Dodgers lead in the top of the third. Then in the bottom of the fourth, Randy Arozarena hits a solo homer into right center field to e or to trim the score to 2-1 Dodgers lead. So very good. Then the top of the fifth, Max Muncy singles into right field to score Corey Seager, but he gets thrown out at second by Hunter Renfroe to make it a 3-1 Dodgers lead. So very good. Then Hunter Renfroe in the bottom of the fifth inning homers into right center or left center field to make it a 3-2 3-2 Dodgers still lead. Then the bottom top of the sixth, Kike Hernandez doubled into left field to score Will Smith. Yes, not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith. Make it 4-2 Dodgers lead. Then the bottom of the sixth, Brandon Lau comes up with a 3-run homer to score himself, Randy Arozarena, and Chi-Man Choi to make it a 5-4 Tampa Bay lead. Then 6-5 in the top of the seventh inning as Jock Peterson singles into right field to score Corey Seager and Justin Turner, but he gets tagged out at second Corey Seager gets tagged out at third. But that makes the score 6-5 Dodgers lead. Then the bottom of the seventh, Kevin Kiermaier, the Parkland scum. Yeah, if you don't know what Parkland, why I call him the Parkland scum, please go look up earlier episodes. You'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right, so he hits a solo homer into right center field to tie it up 6-6. Then the top of the eighth inning, Corey Seager singles into left field to score Chris Taylor, make it 7-6 Dodgers lead. Then the bottom of the ninth with 2 men on and 2 out, Brett Phillips comes to the plate and hits a single into right field to score Kevin Kiermaier and Randy Arozarena, make it a walk-off single. 8-7 is your final score. Rays win and they tie up the series 2 games apiece. All right, so the Rays score or the Dodgers scored 7 runs on 15 hits and committed an error, while the Rays scored 8 runs on 10 hits and committed no errors. All right, Dodger box scores. Former Red Sox Mookie Betts led off and played right field. He went 0 for 5, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and he struck out once. Batting second and playing shortstop was Corey Seager. He went 4 for 5, 3 runs, 2 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, batting third and playing third base is Justin Turner. He went 4 for 5, 2 runs, 1 RBI, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. Batting fourth and playing first base was Max Muncy. He went 1 for 4, 0 runs, 1 RBI, 0 walks, or 1 walk, and struck out once. Batting 5th and playing catcher was Will Smith, not Will Smith from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but Will Smith, the catcher for the Dodgers. He went 1 for 4, 1 run, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out once. And then Ted Williams lookalike reincarnation, Corey Bellinger batted 6 and played DH. He went 0 for 4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out once. And then batting 7th and playing center field was the Notre Dame product, AJ Pollock. That's why I like him. He went 1 for 2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out once, or struck out 0 times. And then pinch hitting for him and playing left field was Jock Peterson. He went 2 for 2, 0 runs, 2 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, and then batting 8th and playing left and center field was Chris Taylor. He went 1 for 5, 1 run, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. All right, and then batting 9th and playing second base was Kike Hernandez. He went 1 for 4, 0 runs, 1 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, the only extra base hits was A.J. Pollock. Were doubles by A.J. Pollock, Kike Hernandez, Justin Turner, and Chris Taylor. And the only home run came off of only 2 home runs came off of Justin Turner, his second of the postseason, in the first inning off of Ryan Yarbrough with 0 on and 2 out. And Corey Seager with his second in the World Series with in the third inning off of Ryan Yarbrough with 0 on and 2 out. All right. Pitching? All right. Let's see. All right, Julio Urias got the start for the Dodgers tonight and went 4 2/3 innings. He gave up 4 hits, surrendered 2 runs. All 2 of those runs were earned. He walked 1 person, struck out 9, gave up 2 home runs, and left the game with a 3.86 ERA. Blake Treinen pitched 2/3 inning. He gave up a hit, surrendered 2 runs. All 2 of those runs were earned. He walked 1 person, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 10.80 ERA. Pedro Baez pitched 1 2/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, surrendered 2 runs. All 2 of those runs were earned. He walked 1 person, struck out 2, gave up 2 home runs, and left the game with a 6.75 ERA. All right. Adam Kolarik pitched 2/3 innings, no hits, no runs, and definitely no earned runs. He walked 1 person, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 0.00 ERA. Bruce Stark Ratterall pitched 1 3/3 innings, gave up a hit, surrendered no runs, no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out nobody, gave up no home runs, and left the game with a 0.00 ERA. Kenley Jansen came in and pitched 2/3 innings. He gave up 2 hits, surrendered 2 runs. One of those runs was earned. He walked 1 person, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 10.80 ERA. All right, so Ray stats. All right, Yandy Diaz led off and played first base, first and third base. He went 0 for 3, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out twice. And then coming in and pitch running for him and playing third base was Joey Wendell. He went 0 for 1. 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, and then batting second and playing DH is Randy Arozarena. He went 3 for 4, 3 runs, 1 RBI, 1 walk, and struck out 0 times. All right, and then batting third and playing third base was Mike Bruzzo. He went 1 for 2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. Then pitch hitting for him and playing first base was G-Man Choi. He went 0 for 0. He did score a run, though. No run or no RBIs. He did walk twice, so that's the reason why he did not get an at-bat. It looks like he didn't get an at-bat. And he struck out 0 times. And then pinch running for him and playing right field was Brett Phillips. He went 1 for 1. 0 runs, 1 RBI, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right. Then batting fourth and playing left field was the Red Sox, former Red Sox farmhand. Manuel Margot, he went 0 for 2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. All right, and then pinch hitting for him and playing left field was Austin Meadows. He went 0 for 2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. All right. Then batting fifth and playing second base was Brandon Lau. He went 1 for 4, 1 run, 3 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. All right, and then batting seventh. All right. All right, batting sixth and playing shortstop was Willy Adames. He went 1 for 4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, and then batting seventh and playing right in first base, right field and first base is Hunter Renfroe. He went 1 for 4, 1 run, 1 RBI, 0 walks, and struck out once. Batting eighth and playing catcher was Mike Zunino. He went 0 for 2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out twice. And then pitch hitting for him was Yoshi Sagosho. He went 0 for 1, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out that one at bat. All right, and then batting ninth and playing center field was the Parkland scum, Kevin Kiermaier. I still kind of like him, though. I'm starting to like him now. He went 2 for 4, 2 runs, 1 RBI, 0 walks, and struck out twice. All right, the only extra base hits that they got were home runs. Randy Arozarena, his second of the postseason, in the fourth inning off of Julio Ariza with 0 on and 0 out. Hunter Renfroe, his first in the fifth inning, or first in the World Series in the fifth inning off of Jose Arreaz with 0 on and 0 out. Then Brandon Lau with his third of the World Series in the sixth inning off of Pedro Baez with 2 on and 1 out. Then Kevin Kiermaier, his second of the World Series in the seventh inning off of Pedro Baez with 0 on and 1 out. All right. Pitching. Ryan Yarbrough got the start and pitched 3 and 1 third inning. Gave up 5 hits, surrendered 2 runs. All 2 of those runs were earned. He walked 1 person, struck out 1. Gave up 2 home runs and left the game with a 4.50 ERA. All right. Ryan Thompson came in and pitched 2 thirds inning. 0 runs, 0 RBI, or 0 hits, 0 runs, or, all right, 0 hits, 0 runs, and definitely no earned runs. He did not walk a single person, struck out 1 person, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 0.00 ERA. All right, Pete Fairbanks pitched 1 inning, gave up 2 hits, surrendered a run. That 1 run was earned. He walked nobody, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 6.75 ERA. All right, Diego Castillo came in and pitched an inning. He gave up a hit, surrendered a run. That 1 run was earned. He walked 2 people, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 6.75 ERA. Aaron Loeb came in and pitched 1 and third innings, gave up 2 hits, surrendered 2 runs. All 2 of those runs were earned. He walked 1, nobody, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 13.50 ERA. All right, Nick Anderson came in and pitched 1 third innings, gave up 3 hits, surrendered 1 run. That 1 run was earned. He walked 1 person, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 6.75 ERA. Then John Curtis came in and pitched 1 and third innings, gave up 2 hits, surrendered 0 runs, no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out nobody, gave up no home runs, and left the game with a 2.70 ERA. All right, the win goes to John Curtis, his first of the World Series with so he's 1-0. The loss gets slapped to Kenley Jansen, his first, so he's now 0-1. And he also gets a blown save. And also Pedro Baez gets a blown save too. Yeah. So really, pretty good night. Really great game. So also Randy Arozarena makes history tonight. He hits his ninth postseason home run. And I believe that is a record. I could be wrong on that. Right. Could be wrong on that. Randy Arozarena, where is he? All right, so he made history. So Randy Arozarena's 26 hit ties Pablo Sandoval in 2014 for the most in a postseason. His fifth free hit game in most all-time games. So yeah, pretty good. A lot of other Dodgers were making some history too. I feel like oh, here we are. So his ninth home run sensation. Randy Arozarena hits his ninth home run, most in one postseason, passing, wow, Barry Bonds 2002, Carlos Beltran 04, Nelson Cruz in 2011, and Corey Seager in 2020 or 2020. So, yeah. So, wow, and even Corey Seager even hit. Wow, so we kind of saw a little bit of a historic game tonight. Yeah, with guys hitting home runs. Man, so how about it? Dave Roberts was really pissed after the game. Yeah, I could be mad too. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. There was no way the Dodgers should have lost that game. But it is kind of World Series. Good thing is, yes, there will be more baseball coming next Tuesday. So we don't have to worry about Sunday being the last day ever for any Major League Baseball for 2020 until possibly February or so. So yeah, we should be a little bit happy about that. Yeah. But he was mad. Like how you could see the reaction in the dugout. He was not really pleased. Not really pleased that they lost that game. Yeah. I am still picking the Dodgers, though. The Dodgers are gonna win it in 70 games. There's no way. Their team is too stacked to lose. Well, you could say that about the Rays too. You could actually say that about the Rays too. So that's why I say it will be a 7-game series. So we're on pace now. So I'm kind of on pace now to see that happen. My pick coming true. Yeah, because I said it will be a back and forth kind of World Series. Yeah. So let's see. So Rays won tonight, so I believe the Dodgers will win tomorrow night. Yeah, so I got the Dodgers tomorrow night. Hopefully I can go 5 for 5. Yeah. 5 for 5. Yeah. Better than it was last year. I didn't even get a single pick right. Yeah. You also did witness history in game one because the home team finally did win their home game in the World Series. Yeah, in game one. Because last year no home team won their World Series game. Wow, that is history right there. Yeah. It's a really good game. Yeah. A classic. Yeah. And how about Brett Phillips? Who would have thought Brett Phillips would be a walk-off hero? So he's going to be in Rays lore forever for that walk-off. He's going to be etched in there in Tampa Bay Rays lore. Yeah. I mean, he'll be even bigger here too if they win this World Series. Yeah. So very good night. All right. Game five is tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock or Eastern time, 8 o'clock, whatever time zone you live in. Since I am in Illinois, the game is at 7 o'clock on Fox. Joe Buck and John Smoltz. Yeah, my dad hates Joe Buck. Yeah. And I can see why. I can honestly see why people hate Joe Buck. Yeah, he feels like he's picking a team. He's literally picking a team to like cheer for. Like, and that's really against the whole national broadcasting protocol or like code. You're supposed to be neutral and be happy for when both teams win. I don't know. They were excited when they Rays walked it up, but still, I mean, Could the Rays come back from this deficit? Yes, of course. Yeah, they're a capable team of doing it. Yeah. And that's what kind of pissed that off. Yeah. I was at the game or at my parents' house watching the game. Oh, yeah. That's why. It's very good. All right. I got nothing else to talk about. All right. See you guys tomorrow. Banyana.